OTV, Suite 60 in St. Louis.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man. I mean the man. The sensational. The incomparable. The dynamic Gabriel, here for you and yours.
Sweet 16 day, isn't it? Yes, we're going to have some goodies, and we're so proud to have with us tonight two guests. We got Scott Bishaw, he's here, and Tom Kelly come over and brought a whole, he brought 500 records, and out of the 500, we got the three we can play. I mean, don't get me wrong now, they're good records, they're real good ones, but they're Tom Kelly records, he didn't bring no Gabriel records here. And, you got everybody some barbecue and big soda waters, and all we got to do is go out and change his snow tires and wash his car. I think that's nice. Here's a timely tip from Internal Revenue. If you're eligible for a refund, you're going to get it faster if you avoid the four most common errors made by taxpayers. Failure to print or write legibly, or getting the fine, not reporting all income, and making mistakes in arithmetic. The first thing we're going to do for Raymond Johnson on the projects in East St. Louis. Raymond Johnson, this is for you, and away we go. Memphis Slim, the crown prince of the blues. Memphis Slim's over in London, England now. Memphis Slim, Sonny Boy Williamson, and Roosevelt Sykes. This is Gabriel, eating barbecue and throwing the bones in the transmitter there. And Tom brought us some. I don't know where I got this pen from. I stole it from somebody. I got it. And this is a Sweet 16 day. And we're going to have nothing but good old records all night long. Got a bunch of letters on that comedy time. And people doing better. I got 18 today, but you still got to get 1,000. Yeah, I got 18 letters today. And I still got to get 1,000. I'm still only up now to roughly about 100, so you're 900 short. So let's keep rolling. Don't quit now. We ain't nowhere near our goal. When you get 950, man, I'll tell you to slack off. Well, let me see. 7:30, let's play another record. Cohort's got something good in there. Let it roll, Cohort.
And now, here's a star with the record that could go for the KADV Blast of the Week.
Eugene Chandler becomes the Duke of Earl with a soulful sound called Ain't Nothing About It.
Okay, there he goes there. Sing a little song. Running down the street there. Sing a little song. That's Gene Chandler. Boy, it's sure good to hear some of the musicians I used to play with there. Just talked to Lamont Carruthers, old Meatball. And, that's what they call him. I don't know. I think he kind of looks like, kind of look funny like mine. And he made this record with me after I was number two. Tom Kelly just brought it over. Well, we made a lot of records, didn't we? Still got a lot of them, ain't we? Yes, Ella. We got a new one coming out, Charlie, and we're going to sell it. There's going to be trouble in St. Louis. Let's play something here, Fran. So this is Sweet 16 Day, Fran. Let's see. What is this here? Banner Flow, help me. Now, just a minute, everybody. I don't mean to get into these positions, but somehow I wound up getting into it. Here's one. Most of you heard it. It was a big record down in, most of the country. I don't know what happened to St. Louis. But every time I play this record, everybody wants to know what it is and who is it. It's Roosevelt Nettles and one called Matilda. Remember this one? Oh, that's the way it goes, folks. Went to play the record and put it on a barbecue bomb. It's 14 until 8, everybody. This is Gabriel. That was Roosevelt Nettles and one called Matilda.
L-A-T-Z. That's the station for me. 1600 on your radio. You see just what I mean. Yes, 360. You see just what I mean. Yes, 360.
I'll have to
have the old mommy of teens, queens, and kings. Win valuable free prizes like transistor radios, watches, sports sets, and many more with KATV's Lucky Notebook stickers. As we are calling KATV's Lucky Notebook sticker numbers on the Early Bird Show, hottest show on the radio, and the Night Beat Show every 15 to 30 minutes. Now, if you don't have a KATV Lucky Notebook sticker, then write to KATV Radio in care of Lucky Notebook sticker, St. Louis 1, and kindly enclose a self-addressed stamped envelope. Listen every day for your KATV Lucky Notebook sticker number and win yourself a valuable free prize.
That's fact. Oh, man, you sure you talk fast, yeah? It's 13 to 8, and when you get that sticker, put it on the notebook. And when you win, you got 48 hours to come down and get your prize. You be sure to watch very carefully now, because we're going to give away Cahokia next week. That's right, car 91, 92, and 93. We're going to give all those away. Shorty, we'll give them away too. It's time now to hear one that you done forgot about. How about this one? One from days gone by. Remember that one? I still got a stamp on there, and I was at that radio station up in Arlington. Well, it must have been 10, 12 years ago. Which one you got there, my friend? Yeah, that's a goodie. That's a goodie. That's true. You're tough enough. That's it. That's real nice. Now, it's 9 minutes until 8 o'clock. This is Gabriel. Oh, greasy fingers here. I'm going to be greasy as a pig at 9, but I'm going to be happy. Tom brought us over some barbecue and soda. And every time I grab the microphone, he put more barbecue on it, boy, but it's a happy microphone. Here's what I want to tell you now. How would you like to have a brand new TV set from just $24.95, no money down? Well, you can make your present picture just like new with a rebuilt picture tube direct from the manufacturer from just $24.95, no money down. Phone service engineers, Jefferson 37424. Now, that picture tube has a 100% new parts and a full 2-year guarantee. For low price? Even includes installation in our shop, no labor charge. So make your TV brand new again with the new rebuilt picture tube, no money down. Phone service engineers, Jefferson 37424, after 8:30 tomorrow morning. Jefferson 37424. Well, let me do one more here, and then we'll do something over there. Here's Chuck Berry. Sweet little 16, that's me. I'm just a little bitty baby child. I don't know about nothing. Let it roll one time in there, and I'll be happy.
You're invited to listen this coming Saturday and every Saturday to KATV's informative program, Face to Face, featuring another timely topic for discussion and moderated by H.L. Arid. Face to Face brings you people from all walks of life discussing subjects of interest to us all. The KATV audience will be able to call in with whatever question they have and hear their answer and the question right on the air. So be listening for Face to Face, another public service program brought to you in the interest of the community by station KATV.
And Face to Face is heard each Saturday on KATV at 12:05 p.m. following the noon news. This Saturday, Face to Face is going to be brought to you by Castle Wilson's Buick Company. 490 North Kings Highway, and the guest of KATZ's Face to Face is going to be Mark Holleran. Here's Ike and Tina Turner.
Third place in St. Louis. On KATZ Radio. Ready for Hitsville, USA. Watch your goal.
Here's Ike and Tina Turner, and you can't miss nothing you never had.
No puedes mentir, porque nunca lo has tenido.
You got a fact. I'm trying to get the mic on. I don't know what's going on. I'm sitting here listening to something. I've heard, I don't know. Hi, everybody. How you doing? It's 1 minute to 8 o'clock. And that was Ike and Tina Turner singing Javu Buku Ami or something like that. I can't understand what she's saying there. But I want her to know I don't have to take that kind of treatment from nobody. Let me see here. Let me tell you about the St. Louis Crusader. And we're going to have a... As a rule on Sweet 16 Day, we drop Comedy Time altogether. now because we only have once a month to play these good records for you. And Tom brought a couple records in. We're going to play one of his. What did I do with that creature? You got it? Which is the first side?
That's it.
The creature is the first side? Okay, we're going to play this side here. Oh, this goes down. What? Oh, they don't know. I didn't know that. Well, I was about the St. Louis Crusader. Yes, sir. I'm sure glad you told me that, Tom, because I didn't know. it's 1 minute to eight, and I want to tell you about the St. Louis Crusader. Well, let me see here now. It's in my mind to do this. I really want to. Every night, it gets further and further and deeper and deeper. Is this what I'm looking for? I want to tell you about it. Here we are. Now is the time to read the really big and fascinating Crusader newspaper. You know, the Crusader, the only St. Louis newspaper that has the best and most pictures of the news as it actually happens. See it and read it, both in the Crusader now on sale. Be first with the latest with the Crusader. Crusader, sports Crusader, buy one, 10 cents now. Buy two, you've got 20 cents. It's 8 o'clock exactly. Now this is Gabriel. Now tomorrow night we'll get right back down the road there with our regular thing there, pig meat and all the rest of them. But tonight we're going to have a little beef shovel. At the 16, we used to cut it out all together. Here's one side of a thing called the creature. Give a listen to it.
You may be wondering why I asked you here today. Well, it all started last Saturday night at the movie. My girl and I were watching The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
At least that kind of reminds me of his English teacher there. That's one side of a thing called a creature, and tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to have a little shorty tonight. That's a shame, right? He said that big fat thing coming to the door, and Kelly said, probably Dave Dixon. That's what he said. I heard him. You heard him, didn't you? You heard him. He said that. That's Buchanan and Goodman. They don't make anything anymore now. I haven't heard that. Oh, yes, they did. Didn't they put out this the hearing on this Cosa Nostra thing? We heard that. Let's have a little shorty here. Let's see. Country Boy's too long. We're going to do this one, and we're going to have a little... Let's go down to this cut number three. And we'll have an abbreviated say session of Comedy Time. I feel bad about not putting on nothing, so...
Oh, Sonny Boy!
Oh, wrong switch.
Oh, Jack, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I've been hearing about you.
Oh, I've been a lucky fellow looking at you.
Yeah, I heard.
Boy, I ain't got nothing but money, manners, marbles, and chalk. Sweet cough, man, but I think I'm going to walk.
I'm
going to
do it.
I was in a racetrack and I couldn't do no wrong.
Yeah, I heard the horses were coming over telling you in the bet.
Boy, every bet I made, I won.
Yeah.
See that soup sack of land? Loaded with nothing but money.
Yeah?
Got a soup sack full of money.
Dog.
You ain't seen this kind of money all your life.
No?
Look at the money there. Look at
the money my friend got.
No, don't put your hand there. Don't put your hands in there. You understand that?
Well, you're my friend, aren't you?
Are you in the bag?
No.
Well, you ain't my friend. All my friends are laying right in there, boy. Everyone I got. And all of it ain't in the bag. I don't need them. I'm telling you that right now.
I heard about you, Catch. As soon as you get a whole lot of money, you get uppity.
I got uppity, all right. Boy, yeah. Paid me off with all the big bills at the racetrack.
Yeah?
$50 bills, $100 bills, $20 bills.
Yeah.
You ain't seen this kind of money in all your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
A $50 bill, $100 bill, another $50 bill. I don't know where that money that come from. I got so much money, boy.
Huh?
I don't know where you going.
You dropped something.
I know it.
Well, don't you want me to pick it up?
Did you drop something?
No.
Well, don't pick up nothing there.
Well, I'm going to pick this up.
Go ahead, pick it up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to pick it up.
Go ahead, pick it up. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't pick it up. Do like that. Squat down like that like you're going to pick it up. Listen to that. Squat down like you're going to pick it up like that. Go ahead, do it.
Well, what you going to do if I squat down and do like that?
All your natural life, I'm going to leave you walking around just like that.
I look like a hunchback to you?
Well, you'll look like one if you put your hand on my money, you'll look like one. You ain't got no money, boy. You ain't got nothing. I got all the money in the world. Look at that.
Yeah, I see it. You ain't getting a couple of bucks out of that bag?
No, if I give you some money, make a bad hustle out. I don't want to do that. Well, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, kid.
I don't give you nothing.
I don't want to get in an argument with you, man.
You don't get no argument.
No, but wait a minute, fella.
What's the matter?
You know, just a couple of weeks we was out to the racetrack, man.
Yeah, I know.
And you bet on every dog that ran.
I bet on all the dogs all the time.
Yeah.
You know I do.
Mm-hmm. And each one you bet on got up from a kneeling position.
I was in bad luck, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I didn't ask you to come to me to borrow no money, man.
Well, who bought money?
You did.
I bought money.
All around the track, so I'm like, Chuck, let me have $20.
I bought the money from you.
But I bought the money, man. You know you borrowed my $20.
Well, you shouldn't have loaned it to me. You shouldn't have loaned it to me.
Well, you're going to give me my money now, man.
Now, what did I owe you?
Now, look, you owe me $20. I gave you a quick $20 bill.
At the racetrack?
I sure did.
I'm going to give you right out the suit sack. I'm going to hand it right back to you.
Yeah?
I ain't going to go around town and tell them that I owe you no money.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to pay your money back right now.
I appreciate that.
Now,
man. I can use the money.
Here's the $20 bill, and now you ain't got to argue about your money. You got it in your hand now. You ain't got to worry about it.
Wait a minute, Pete.
No, no, no.
Well, wait a minute, man.
No, you got your money. No, you got your money.
I told you owe me $20.
And I gave you a $20 bill.
You gave me a $5 bill.
I gave you a $20 bill.
You
man.
Gave me a $5 bill,
I
man.
I would like a suit stock and hand you $20 bill.
What I don't you? Care if you went in your garbage mouth and you give me a $5 bill.
A $5 bill?
You said that
give
I
me the money.
You ain't blind.
Give me the bill. You know what's wrong with you? You ain't seen money so long, you don't forgot how money looks. That's what your trouble is. This is a $20 bill, and I can prove it to you.
You're going to prove to me that's a $20 bill?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What's that corner right there?
Five.
What's that over there?
Five.
What's that down there?
Five.
What's that in that corner down
five.
There?
Five.
Four fives or what?
20.
What you arguing about? You got some money.
That kind of reminded me of getting paid by Tom Kelly there. He say, he brought me a nice little delightful magazine over. Where's that Hammett magazine there, will you please? See, he has this whole chain of bookstores. And he brought me a little book called Little Annie Walker Sitting in the Sauce. Look, pretty little book there. I got little cats and dogs on it, Mary. See that little cats and dogs trotting around there? And there's a moo cow and a little horsey. Yes, sir. I sure appreciate that book. I'll read that, too, Kelly. Yes, sir. He's kind of old to be reading books like that, isn't he? 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. And I don't know Lawrence Avenue in East St. Louis. They like this one. Babe, I guess, I think she calls him Sugar Babe, and Karen and Marvin, they all like this one about Superman. Goes something like
this. We find Clark Kent, Miles Leonard, reporter for the Daily Planet, walking the streets when from out of nowhere, a super hearing picks up a robbery. Give me your dough. Quickly dashes into the phone booth. Starts to take his clothing off there. Quickly, a cop comes up. Yes? What are you doing in the phone booth? I'm changing clothes, officer.
You can't change clothes in the phone booth. Come out of there. What do you think you are, anyway?
I'm Superman.
Right.
Bring a wagon in, Charlie. Come out of that phone booth. Look, I told you I'm Superman. Can't you see this red S on my chest?
Right. I'm going to give you a red S and a black eye if you don't come out of that phone booth. Well, that's Bill Cosby there, and one called Superman. What was that opener? I see. Okay, then. Let's see here. Let's go a little bit more here. Greasy Kid stuff, the Truck Talk, Karate. Here's a good one. We'll finish out with this. Everybody likes this. You get on the bus, and there's somebody
if
on there.
If you come into New York at any time.
Always creating disturbance.
Don't bring a lot of money with you. It's the greatest city in the world. You can get all the entertainment you want for only 15 cents. Ride any of the subway trains that they have here. It's marvelous. Not only will they take you where you want to go and bring you back, but they go out of their way to entertain you. They put a nut in every car. You get on any subway car, some nut will stand up. The Lord will kill you if you don't sit down here. I saw a three-act show from West 4th Street up to 125th Street. First act was this woman that went around condemning everyone. She got off at 23rd Street. She was so great, we gave her a standing ovation. She got back on, did an encore up to 34th Street. At 34th Street, she was replaced by 200 high school kids who went through the car, cut up the seats and the people. Well, while I was enjoying this, I figured I'd go and look at the next car and see if they had a show going, and they did. They had a group participation show going, wherein everybody in the car was trying to pull in this one guy who had his leg caught in the doorway. Dolly, what I thought was a karate demonstration turned out to be two old ladies taking a seat from a wino. So, the old ladies Jones and the kids all did a high kickoff at 81st Street, and on came one wino, and he talked to the other, and the guy nudged me. He said, "These are the stars of the car. They come on now." And they talked to each other, and the whole thing was titled Incoherency. The one wino looked at the other and said, You were on the motorcycle on the Cavendish Bridge when I was cycling. You were the same. You realize it. Well, sport, you can't lie back to the stocking roll races. It's my uncle.
I'm going to ask you a question.
But it's bragging. Go ahead, sport.
Did you run over the motorcycle when the cabin sack when they was reading and riding top with the whole dragon?
No. So I talked to him after the show was over, and I said, "I think you guys are really great. Where do you go from here?" And he said, "Well, one by one, they take us over to the Greyhound bus station, and they let us announce where the buses are going." See, what they do is they get the guys all juiced up, you know. It's bus leaving on station number 7-4. Reba Sack, Hover Sober, Sack, and North Reba.
And that's Bill Saxon. He calls up with a nut in every car. All right, it's 15 after 8. Let's go to the next cut, and it's called, you know, if all the wars had been decided like a football game, a referee would have come out and tossed a coin, he would have won something.
At the
like
beginning
that.
Of every football game, a referee comes out, and he introduces the two team captains, and then he flips the coin. Captain Hobbs, this is Captain Sobers. Captain Sobers, this is Captain Hobbs. Call the toss there, Captain Hobbs. Captain Hobbs called heads, it's tails. You lose the toss, your team wins. What will you do, Captain?
Now, he'll do whatever is to his advantage. We will receive.
All right, sir. This team here will receive. They will receive. And what will these guys do? They will kick off. All right? This team here will kick off. They will kick off. All right. Now, I was thinking that perhaps what would happen, suppose way back in history, if you had a referee before every war and a guy called a toss. Let's go to the Revolutionary War. Okay.
Captain Hobbs to the British, this is Captain Sobers to the settlers. Captain Sobers to the settlers, Captain Hobbs to the British. Call the toss there, British. British call head, it's tails. You lose the toss, British settlers win. What we do, settlers? All right, the settlers say that during the war, they will wear any color clothes that they want to, shoot from behind the rocks, the trees, and everywhere. Says your team must wear red and march in a straight line.
Or else you have, like, the Indians and the cavalry. See, referees, same referee.
Captain Custer, this is Captain Sitting Bull. Captain Sitting Bull is Captain Custer. Call the toss, Cut. He calls head, it's tails. You lose the toss. What will you do there, Sip?
All right, Captain Sinbo says that you and your boys got to wait down at the bottom of the hill while him and all the Indians in the world ride right down on you.
Okay, folks, I'm in a bind. It's 8:15. I'm in a world of trouble. Cohart, I don't know what in the world's going on around here. No, never mind. You take it easy. What you got, the nervous boogie? You got nervous boogie on? Okay. This is Paul Gaten and the nervous boogie. I done broke everything here. Let's see if we fix it. Nervous boogie Paul Gaten, I don't know.
You have heard the tremendous news about the original MERS TV Center, Vandeventer and Olive. The news that MERS TV Center now does their own financing, and they do not charge interest or carrying charges. But get this. MERS TV Center now gives a full two-year guarantee on the picture tube on most any TV set you purchase. If it is a reconditioned TV you want, you can still pick from the hundreds that MERS TV Center has for the full price of just $19.95. If you have been on the job for 90 days, forget your cash and use your credit. If your old TV needs repair, take advantage of the new MERS TV Center service offer. No interest or carrying charges on any work, and new service customers will receive a new TV antenna with the very first service call. So for that better TV service or that better reconditioned TV you have been thinking about, be sure to visit the original Mayor's TV Center, Vandeventer, and Olive. Or better yet, for service, call Olive 2-3112. That's Olive 2-3112. Better jot that number down. OL-2-3-1-1-2.
But, Dave, I can't write.
I'll remember it, okay?
From the list of records KATV plays, stand by in 60 seconds. The number one record today.
Come on, join the stag line.
More and more people are joining the stag line for extra dry stag beer.
Hey, it's not even easy to join the stag line because stag beer comes in easy open tab open cans. Just snap and pour, join the stag line today.
No wonder more and more people are joining the stag line for extra dry stag beer.
Oh, I'm having a fit, folks. See what happened? I went to write with the ballpoint pen and I didn't have the point down and I scratched on that paper and it goes all over me. Ooh. Psychiatrist said I should be better by this time, too. It's 8:20. Ooh, that gets all over me, man. There's like little wiggly things creeping and crawling all over me. Here's the number one record.
Here now.
And there he goes there, Major Lance. And let's take a trip down to Friedman and see what's going on. I ain't get a chance to play no old records, am I? I might as well forget about it and wait till next month. I don't know. Kelly got a lean on the microphone here, and he wants to take it away, and I tell him he can't have it. I'm in bad trouble tonight. I got three assistants and I still can't do nothing tonight. It's 8:22, and if your car starts ailing come wintertime, you chug it over to Friedman Railroad Salvage, 5149 Eastern, and doctor up like new. Just peanuts. That's what Kelly does. She won't start on a cold morning. Well, you try a can of heat in the gas tank. It's all for 65 cents at filling stations, but it's just 29 cents at Friedman Railroad Salvage, four cans for a dollar. You need winter oil? Try high-grade motor oil for just 15 cents a quart, and you can save up to $2.50 on an oil change, too. All filters, too. All makes cars and at Friedman Railroad Salvage. Need more antifreeze? At Friedman Railroad Salvage, you can buy all the famous brands, Prestone, Zurex, Peak, and others by the quart or by the gallon, and save money. So if there's anything you need for your car, head for the home of crazy low prices, Friedman Railroad Salvage, 5149 Eastern Air Union. Shop Mondays and Fridays till 9, other day till 6, and they got free parking. Who fell down? Oh, yeah, I can get a new motor, too, for your little kitty car. I got to do something for all the people down there at Hawkins Barbecue at Grand and Page. Yes, sir, that Riola, she's tough enough. She don't cheat the customer, she cheats the boss. She rings the cash register and goes, one for me, two for you. One for me, and then she reverses it, two for me, one for you. They got a pretty nice thing going there. And it's real nice. I guess by this time they found out that wasn't real money I gave them last night. 8:25, I better hide. Here's Junior Wells.
All is what you want to buy. All is nothing but the kingdom.
And now the KATV Sure Shot. Here are the Rockefellers, and she makes me want to dance.
To the elephant,
dance, and make me talk. Okay, there we go. She makes me want to dance in the correct time. 8:29 and a half there, and this is Gabriel. And let's go back to Amos Milburn now. Hey, that's a good one. That came out, this little bitty baby child there. Oh, come out about 50, something like that. Didn't it come about 1950? I was just a little bitty baby child. I didn't know what was going on. I was running around going goo-goo, ga-ga, things like that. Let's continue with Sweet 16, Dave. I ain't getting many records in tonight. I don't know what's wrong, but I don't know. Here's little Walter. See if you remember this one. enough. That's some days gone by. That's one of the records come out when I first started being a disc jerky. I didn't know what it was all about. And I started back in 1951. And I was at this station up here in Alton, Illinois. And, that's up in Alton, Illinois. It's in Alton, Illinois. They can't do us no harm, can they? That's right. After all, I don't know. I don't know why we can't call station. As long as we speak nice about them, I don't know why we can't talk about the station. Because after all, we're on top of the heap, and we ain't got nothing to worry about. You hear that, boss? Start paying me. It's 24 minutes until 9. Yeah, I was just gotten a little, I was just a junior disc jerky then, and last 6 months ago, Dave Dixon promoted me to assistant disc jerky. Another 4 or 5 years, I'll have my license, and I'll be like the big boys. Now I'm entitled to taking the other disc jockeys' lunches, and if they leave any cake, they give it to me and shine the records up and everything. I'm trying hard, folks, so I get my license. Where does your boy go after school? If you don't know, or if he plays in the streets and alleys, he needs a boys' club, and so do you. Support the boys' clubs of America. You hear something out there?
Very neat.
Oh, does this work? I switched the needle one time, and I didn't get any results, so I stopped playing 78 with a 78 stylus. Here's Bill Junior Parker, Lamont Carruthers, Meatball, and Ace Wallace. Train our ride. See what I mean? That's where it goes. Oh, sir, don't tell your radio out there. We're just experimenting here. Let's go now. Here we go. Well, that's tough enough, isn't it? All we used to do, I would do with Lamont, boy, they call it Train Our Ride, and the house would rock. Don't run away, now. We ain't going nowhere. Cool, Art. Tom, did you like that record? Did you really like it? Oh, I know you like it, but there ain't no excuse for you to be screaming and hollering to the top of your voice like that. You? You scare the little fillies half to death. No, I'll tell you what, since that's the way you feel about it, I'm going to put it back on here and we're going to do part of it just one more time. I can't help it because I get my jollies on this one. Mystery Train, you can't buy it. Junior Parker. Do it, good.
Train, I like
it. All right, I had to do it one more time. That's Mystery Train. Train, I ride 16 coaches long. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good rocking tonight. This is Gabriel here, everybody. And want to play something for Tweety Pie. Told the pogoda, just turned the pogoda out the other night. Walked out of there at everybody's boyfriend. Even got the Navy all upset there. Tweety Pie, you tough enough. I'm going to get you over here one night and let you talk to the people. And Tom Kelly was asking about Tweety Pie, too. Yes, he was. I'll tell her, well, you tough enough. Hey, she's cute and chubby, sweet and healthy. Yeah, that's Tweety Pie, but I'm talking about this other one. She's only 11 months old. Living for a mother and father to adopt her and make it her own. Call St. Louis County Child Welfare Services, Sterling 15950, for full information on this lovely child. Right, Tweety Pie?
Woo-hoo!
There she goes, on down the road. You remember how you hurt me? She brushed him in the nose, throwing bricks at us. This is mine. This ain't none of yours. Don't look at it like that. Let's go down here and get Louis Jordan. Boy, I tell you, we got 15 minutes and about 20 records to play. Well, that's the way it goes. I'm going to play one by Louis Jordan first. When it's time for TV snacks, just get out crispy, Fry So Good potato chips are the crunchiest, munchiest chips you can buy. Fry So Good potato chips, they are so good. Let's see what we're going to do. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. Now, how about Choo 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 Boogie? That's a good one. Here's one by Louis. Whoop, wrong button. I don't know. I can't find the right button tonight. Let's do one by Louis Jordan, okay? Somewhere it's here.
Right,
well, here it is. I imagine it's here somewhere. Louis Jordan. Okay, that's Choo 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 Boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Report from Jefferson City, a new and informative program brought to you each Wednesday evening on radio station KATZ at 7 o'clock. It presents Secretary of State Warren E. Hearns, who brings you outstanding personalities of our state to better inform you of the workings of our legislators and their laws, and to acquaint you with the problems in our state. So be sure to tune in each Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock for a report from Jefferson City with Secretary of State Warren E. Hearns.
And that's a fact. It's 7 minutes till 9. Here's an oldie, but a goodie. No, that's 78 right there.
Sports fans, this is Lenny Wilkins of the St. Louis Hawks and radio station KATZ inviting you to listen to my new sports show, Sports Panorama, right here on KATZ Radio every evening at 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Remember, join me, Lenny Wilkins, every evening at 6 on KATZ for Sports Panorama.
Well, that's a fact, boy. It's 8 minutes until 9 o'clock, and away we go.
And now, here's a star with a record that could go for the KATZ Blast of the Week.
Here's Gene Chandler, we call him the Duke of Earl, with a soulful sound called Think Nothing About It.